Like in the middle, after it says lechol devar hamizbech, it says the klal, then it interrupts and says ulemi beis la peruches, an interruption. Then it says yavadetem avoides matonim. It says ulemi beis la peruches v'yavadetem vidashin el mi beis la peruches hu di avoides matonim. True, an avoides of pnim inside the heichol, that's when it's dafka an avoides matonim v'loy avoides silik, and you'll be potter for doing the silik of the Mizbeach HaPnim. That's true. Abaho b'chutz, afilu avoy the silik, you also chayim. That's the way Levi dashens. That the Pasuk puts in the middle. It says what? L'chol devar ha-mizbeach, that's the klal. But then it says right away, ulumi beis la pareches. Mashma, we're only talking about inside, by the pareches, by the heichum. And then there's the Pasuk that says, v'yavadetem avoy this matonah. Very true. There Levi's maskim, there's a klal and a prat. And therefore, it's only like the Prat says, only in Avodas Matona, giving and not taking away. But where? Only in Mibes La Perchus in the Heichel. Mashenkein Bachutz, there Levi says no. There even Avodas Silik also Yechayiv. Like Rashi says, well, in Mibes La Perchus, Avsek Ben Klola La Prota. There's a hefsek between the Klal and the Prat. Mibes La Perchus, who the Avodas Matona? That's when we say that the Prat of an Avodas Matona is going. Hazoy Shebein Abadim. That's what Yechayiv for the Yom Kippurim. On the Sinus Keteris Aleish. And they put the Keteris on the Eish of the Pnim. For that Yechayiv. And there we have the Drosha of Lo Yavod Yisilik. Kegoyin Hoy Tsoyes Kaf Umachto. Shakoyin Godo Mach Nishom Lekteris Yom Kippurim. O Menicha Bein Abadim. V'yaka Kachoyzer Matzian. There's an Avod on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol comes in Lofnai Lefnim with the Machto of the Keteris. He puts it down, lets it get all smoke, and then he takes it out. So the Chiddush is, by a bazaar would come and take out the machtob, he would be potter for the Chiv Misam. That's called an avoided silik. So when do we say avoided silik is potter? Only by ulumi based aprechis, what's being done inside the panim. Mashaik, what's being done outside in the chutz, the old lady says no, that there's a ribu, the chol, dvaram mizbeach, even for an avoided silik, also yechayiv misam. For the Gemara Yochiv, that's true. The avadetem nami, el mi based aprechis who? Why don't we say the same thing for the other drosha? We're dashing from the avadatem to say only chayiv misa azar if he doesn't avoid the toma, the last of the avoidus, the last of a set. But if he does the beginning of Kabbalah or a halacha, he's potter. Why don't we say when do we have that klal also? Only ulumi beis tapreches, only the avoidus apnim. What's being done in the Heichel, there we'll say, if he doesn't do an Avoida Tumah, there is Potter from Isa. Habaho Bachutz, why don't we say any Avoida that's done in the Chutz, outside the Heichel, was done in the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, why don't we say Afilu Avoida, Sheyesh Achre Avoida, even an Avoida that has something after it, like a Shrita, like a Kabbalah, like a Lochas Adam, even though there's still another Avoida of Zrikas Adam, but maybe there Yechayiv, as the Levi is telling us, that the Pasuk Ulumi Beis La Perechis is dividing up the two, to tell us that these Chedushim is only talking about the Perechis, about the Heichol, that's why Avoida, Silik, is Chayiv in Chutz. Why don't we say the same thing by Avada 10? That Avoida Tom is also only Potter in Pnim. Mashekin Bachutz, maybe Yechayiv, even though it's not an Avoida Toma. But that the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, V'Avada 10. It says the extra Vav. V'Avada 10. An extra Vav. Is Hoda Arve Kro. It's as if the Postik mixes it together now. To say that the Postik Va'avadatem, to say that Azar is only Chayiv Misa, if he does an Avoida Toma, that's the last of the set of an Avoidom, that applies even to the Avoidus Chutz. So therefore, Levi's masking, if Azar would stam do a Shchita or Kabbalah Holocho, he'll be potter from the Chayiv Misa. He's only Chayiv for the Zrikom and for the Aktorom, because you have to have an Avoida Toma. That Levi is maskim, but the Pasuk says va'avadatem, an extra vav. Levi only argues on the drosha to say avoidus matona, to say only chayiv if you give, and not for taking away. That Levi says no. The Pasuk says l'chol devar, that any type of things on the mizbeach you chayiv even for taking away from the mizbeach. It says avoidus matona. That's only going on pnim in the heichol, but on bachutz there Levi holds you chayiv and avoidus silik also you chayiv. The Marboi Rova, Avoida Silik Behechol Maho. What's going to be the law according to Levi if you do an Avoida Silik Behechol? He's not in Lefnaya Lefnim. Not in the Ulmebeis Taprechis means and lefnai lefnim the kodesh kadoshim. What about if you do it in the heichal? In the heichal, are you chayiv or not? Mahu lefnim madminim lei is a daima to the pnim that a zar is potemisa. That's the pshat Levi is also asking that the pasuk says avodas matana means ulumibes tapreiches means inside the kodesh kadoshim. That's where you potter. So who at the end the heichal is also called like the kodesh kadoshim. He's also potter. Or lechutz madminim lei. Or else, no, we're mad mehechol to the chutz, outside, like the Mizbech HaChitzon. Just like by the Mizbech HaChitzon, Levi holds, Yechayiv Misa for an Avodah Silik. Maybe who adin in the hechol also, Yechayiv Misa for an Avodah Silik. Rashi says, V'hi Avodah Stoma could go in Disha Mizbech HaPnimi. What's going to be if you make the Disha and you take out the Mizbech HaPnim? Or else, via menorah Levi Mahu. If you clean out the menorah, take off, clean off the wicks. By the menorah, what's going to be the halacha? Is a zar chayiv misa there or not? There is called an avodah siluk. He's not giving anything; he's already taking it away. So Levi only holds chutz yichayiv, but panim in the kodesh hakodashim you potter. The shaler is, what's the halacha of the heichal? Is the heichal like the panim and you potter, or is it like pachutz that you be chayiv? Or the poshtah the Gemara answers. It says mi bayis ulu mi bayis two times. Mi bayis ulu mi bayis comes tell us. That not only lefnai and lefnim, but who are in the heichal also, it daska has to be an avodas matona and not an avodas silik. Rashi mi beis la paroiches, heaven and the michtav. Uksiv ula mi beis la paroiches. This is an extra vav. Ula mi beis la paroiches. Laasois heichal ke beis kodesh kadoshim. To say that the heichal also has the same malach like the kodesh kadoshim. Menelo upotter al avodas silik. There also applies the pasuk. And the apostle says, "Avodas matona." You only chayiv a zar if he doesn't avoid of giving something to the mizbeach. Where does that apply? Either giving something to the mizbeach apnim, or else giving something in the kodesh hakadoshim. But who adin the heichal also is potter. You only chayiv an avodas matona and not an avodas silik. You only chayiv an avodas silik only mamish by chutz. Only in the mizbeach achitzain. That's what Levi says. For the Trumas Hadeshin of the Mizbech HaChitzon, that's when you chayiv for an avoidance of silik. For the Gemara Elam, if you want to say like this now, Zah Shesidras HaShulchan L'chayiv. Who is the Kasha now? If the Zah does the avoidance, Mesad of the Shulchan, why is the chayiv Misa? The Chur is called an avoidance Tomat. It's like last avoidance he's doing, he's putting the Lechem on the Shulchan, so why shouldn't he be chayiv? It's an avoidus matana. You're giving the lechem to the shulchan. So why shouldn't the zah be chayiv? Shrash yele ameato. The avoidus matana in the chayiv behechol. Zar, if a zar that does an avoidus matana in the heichol, he's chayiv misom. So why isn't the zar chayiv if he puts the lechem on the shulchan? If the Gemara ikos sidda bezichin. I tell you, putting the lechem on the shulchan is not called the last avoid of the shulchan. You still have to put the bezichin, the two bezichin of levoina on top of it. So Fetikim are good. Siddha v'zichim l'chayiv. But if what's going to be if the Tzar puts these two kelim, these two v'zichim, of Levoin on top of the Shulchan, let him be chayiv for that. The Chur is called an avoidus matonon. And it's avoidah tama. It's two things. You're giving something to the Shulchan, and it's the last avoidah also. So Mary says, no. Ika silik. The avoidus of the Shulchan is not finished until next Shabbos, when you take the lechem off. So Mela, since it's an avoidah silik, and avoid the silik for sure you put him in the heichol. So that's why if a zar does any of these avoiders negate to the shulchan, he's always potter. Because it never ends the avoider until you take off the lechem. And for taking off the lechem from the shulchan, that's called an avoider of silik. You're taking something away. And for taking something away in the heichol, Levi's also asking you potter. Therefore, putting on the shulchan you potter for, because it's not called an avoider tama. There's something else to finish off the malacha. And the end of the malacha, which is silik, you're potter for that also. Because Levi's maskim in the heichol, you're potter for an avoid the silik. For the Gemara, there's a silik of the bezichin, and then there's the aktara of the bezichin. So there's a lot of avoidance to be done to it, that's why it's not chayiv. Rashi ikas silik v'yaktara, adayin lo nigmura avoidasa. Ad Shabbos abo, till the next Shabbos. She yisakenu, you should take off the bezichin, v'yaktara bezichin, and you makter the bezichin. So therefore, you're not chayiv until you makter. So for haktara, could be you would be chayiv. That we have before, haktara, you're chayiv for. Fine, take another kashi now. Zah she sidder es ha menorah l'chayiv. What's going to be if the zah goes to the menorah and the mesader it puts wicks into the menorah? The chur is called an avoidas matana. You're putting something onto the menorah, and the chur is called an avoidah tomah. It's last avoidah. You're fixing up the menorah to be ready to be used. So why isn't that also one of the avoidas? If the zah does, it should be chayiv misafur. And the gemara ikon nesinas psila. It's not enough just to be mesader the menorah, but you have to put the psila. That's another avoidah. So Rashi learns that sidra samnera means baboiker. For you avoid the tumah, the chur, you clean out the neiros and you put it back in again. So let that be called an avoid the tumah. Have the Gemara know you still have to put psilos, you have to put new wicks in the menorah. So you didn't finish the job of fixing up the menorah. For the Gemara b'zoy nosa and psilo lechayiv, what's going to be if a zar comes and puts new wicks in the menorah? Is the chayiv for that? That should be called an avoidah tomah. It's the end of the avoidah fixing the menorah, and it's called an avoidah matana. You're giving something to the menorah. So what's going to be in such a case? Is the chayiv or not? And we didn't learn before that it's chayiv. Have the Gemara, that's not called the avoidah tomah. It's not the last avoidah. Because ikon nesinas shemen. You, after you put the wick, you also have to put the oil in. So therefore, it's not called a gemar avoidah of putting the wicks. For the Gemara of so, nosan shemen lechayiv, good. The pasuk says v'avadatem. It has to be an avoda tuma. It has to be the end of the series. So the chur of the end here is putting the shemen in. So if the zar puts the shemen, let him be chayiv. And the Gemara, no, ikad loka. That's also not finished, the avoda of putting the shemen. You still have to burn the menorah, burn the wick. So burning the fire, that's the Gemara. For the Gemara b'zoi, hidlik lechayiv. What's going to be if the zar does that loka? Let's say he goes and lights the menorah. What doesn't say is chayiv misa? And the Gemara had loka lava voidi. Understand? Had lokas ha menorah, that is not called an avoidah. It's mashma, the fixing up of the menorah, that is called an avoidah. But those avoidas are not called an avoidah tomah. There's something else to be done. But the Gemara, the lighting of the menorah, that's not called an avoidah. That's why the zar does it, like a chayiv, he's potter from misa. For the Gemara, v'loy, is it not called an avoidah? V'loy, is it true that lighting the menorah is not called an avoidah? For a time you learned like this, v'nosenu b'nei Aaron ha'koyin eish ala mizbeach. You have to put the fire on the mizbeach. V'yorku eitzim ala eish. That means limu to teach us al hatzosus al yoso shloy te'yelo b'koyin kosher. That the lighting of the marocha, if you want to like strike a match there, to light the marocha, it's only kosher by a koyin zar, a koyin kosher, or the kli sharis, and it has to be called a kli sharis he has to use. So you see, it's called an avoida. Agrashi says, hatsotasa aliyosa means hatsotasa kisomim. If you light a toothpick, dakim, small piece of wood, im hutzrach lahat tesalam esbeach, the yachas mina marochas, the goin shakova marocha lechalis, shenisa for kola madura. If the whole thing was like burnt up already, and it's about for the fire to go out, so you have to like light a match, light a small splinter, and light up more. So it says for this avoda you have to have half the coin. For this lighting, you have to have a coin. So the what's the most kasha? Gemara hatsosa and the Gemara so chura kasha. If you see lighting the madura, lighting like the mizbeach, it's called an avoda. So the chur who are then lighting the menorah should also be called an avoidah. The Gemara says no. I'll tell you that hatsosa so aliyos avoidi. That's true. If you light the marocha, put a light to the marocha, that's called an avoidah. But hadloka lava avoidi. But lighting the menorah, that is not called an avoidah. That's why if a zar lights the menorah, he's like a pot, there's no chiv misa. So Rashi learns, what does it mean when the koyin makes that sos aliyos, he has to wear klisharis. So Rashi learns it means she ain't loivish big dekuna. Our boy and crane head you too. The imkain god lushimoina. She ain't never can hakahanim. The cholokim she never ben yaron hakahanim. The kahunam mashma. The big dekunaschem. So the klisharis here doesn't really mean a klisharis. It means they have to wear the big dekuna. So that was the havimino. That madduch that sos aliyos lighting the marocha on the mizbeach is called an avoidum. So for sure lighting the menorah, Gemara says no. Lighting the menorah is not called an avoidah. That's why a zar, if it does it, is potter for the chiv misa. For the Gemara, what's going to be Ela meyata. Zar she sidir es samarocha l'chayiv. If a zar sets up the wood on top of the marocha, why isn't he chayiv mitzvah for that? Have the Gemara eko sidir shnei gizreitzim. Stam setting up the bottom twigs, that's not called the end of the avoida, because the end of the avoida is putting two big pieces of wood on top of the marocha. Shnei gizreitzim. For the Gemara bazoi, sidir shnei gizreitzim l'chayiv. What's going to be if a zar goes and takes these two big pieces of wood and puts on top of the mizbeach, is he chayiv mitzvah? Have the Gemara eko sidir evorim. No, putting the wood is not the Gemara. The Gemara of the Avodah is putting the evorim, putting the pieces of fat or the meat on top of the wood to burn. And that we learned before, that haktara sevorim, that's called an Avodah Tomo, and it's true, if a Zara does that, it's chayiv misa. For the Gemara, for Omar Ravasi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Zara shesida shnei gizreitzim chayiv? Well, now look what just got from the saying. Here we learned that if a zar puts the shnei gizreitzim, the two big pieces of wood on top of the marocha, he's chayiv misa. So you see what? This is called an avoida. It's called an avoida matana, you're putting something on the marocha. And it's also called an avoida tama. This is the end of the setting up of the marocha. And not like we just got from the saying, you potter. So Gemara says, true, it's a machlekes. So I tell you, b'ho pligi. This is the machlekes. Ma sovra avoida tami, as Rabbi Yechon holds, that's called the end of the avoida. There's a special avoidah of just fixing up the marochom. What's the last avoidah of fixing up the marochom? Putting shnei gizreitzim on top of it. Omar sova lav avoidah tomei. He holds no. It's not called you finish the siddur marochom just putting the wood. A chelik of the fixing up the marochom is to get the fat or the meat on top of it. So close the man, you didn't put the meat or the fat on top of it, you potter. So that's why it's not called an avoidah tomei yet. So that's taka machlokes. Gemara says now, Tanya, good, that's machloikis here. And the kista, first machloikis between Rav and Levi was the avoidah, the Truma Tadeshin, which is an avoidah of silik, are yechayiv bachutz or not? That Rav says no, an avoidah matona, the posik says, even bachutz, and therefore Truma Tadeshin, which is a silik, taken away, yitaka potter from Isam. And Levi says no, the posik says, the chol dvar hamizbeach, even an avoidah silik of taken away from the mizbeach hitzayin, also a vizad does it, his chayiv misa. Now Gemara says, Tanya kabosad Rav, Tanya kabosad Levi. I have a riot to both of them. Tanya kabosad Rav, I have a riot to Rav, that he holds if a Zara does the Truma Tadeshin, he's potter for Misa. Avoidas shesah chayv alayim Misa. What are the avoidas that a Zara does, he's chayv Misa? Zrikas dam, bein lefnim, the yamaze bechat is oif. We take the oif and yamaze the dam. The yamamatze, or else you squash the head against the mizbeach, v'hamaktir b'yer l'soif, you put the l'soif on top of the mizbeach, you burn it, v'hamanasech, or else you make nisachay mayim, or misachay yayin, shloishalugin yayin, whether you manasech water or yayin, yichayiv misam. This is the riot to Rav, that it does not say the Truma Tadeshin, mashma only avoidus matona of giving, and not the avoid of taking away, even though it's pechutz. So it's a riot to Rav. Tanya kavosad Levi, they have another riot like Levi. It sounds like this. Avoidas shazar chayiv alayim misa. What are the cases that an azar is chayiv misa for? Hameru metadeshin? Says clearly like Levi. Even the true metadeshin, even though it's an avoidas silik, but since it's being done on the mizbech achitzoin, you chayiv misa for that also. The sheva hazoy shebefnim. Hu adin by a par that's done lefnim. The seven hazoyas, even though it's not on the mizbech, it's only on the proiches. You also chayiv mitzvah for that. The Sheva Mitzayra, the Yamal Agabi Mizbeach, that's Pshita. If you burn something on the Mizbeach, Bein Dove Kosher, Bein Dove Apostel. Even though it's Apostel, but the Loch is the Mizbeach is Mekadashit, therefore the Meister is called an Avoidah, and you chayiv Misa. Yeah. Rashi is with Bein Dove Apostel, Ba'anach Psulin, Shepsulim Ba'Kodesh. And Loch is the first became possible inside the Beis Hamikdash. Then the halacha is the Yemolu lo yerdu, that if you do put it on the mizbech with the eved, the din is you're supposed to let it burn there, and you don't take it down. So therefore, it is called an avoida. So if a zara does such haktara, he's chayiv misa. Mishumachi chashiv haktara. Other things the halacha is that you put it up, you have to take it down. So that's not called an avoida at all. You have to get it off there. But on psulim b'kodesh, if it came tomei inside the Beis Hamikdash, then the halacha is you're not supposed to put it on the mizbech. But the b'yevet, if it's on the mizbech, the din is im olu lo yerdu. So therefore, it's called an avoidum, and if a zar does it, it's chayiv misa. So the kids of Raya to Levi had a Raya to Rav. Furthermore, now a new kasha now. For the Gemara, lo nama feisen. How come we make the kanim make a pious like a girl before they do the avoidance to choose which current should get the job? For the Gemara, lo nama feisen. Could the Amoran? We already said why by the true Masadeshim we did it. We don't want them to come to fight. So one person broke a leg and one kohen got killed. So not to come to fight, we said make a pious. So what's your kasha? The question is like this: Elo, lo nama feisen, v'chersen nama feisen. How come we had before we make four different pious? Throughout the day, we'll see Mishnah later, four different times of the day, they used to make a pious to choose who would do the different avodas. So the question is, why do you do it four times a day? Why don't you make all four pious in the same time in the morning? At one shot, raffle off like all the avodas. We'll choose right now who does the avoda for the whole day. How come we have to make it four separate times, four separate pious? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, k'dei lahargish kol azara. It's an inyan to make a tumul in the azara. If you make a, what's the girl there? You used to have the whole line of the condom around and they make a bill soon see. And you used to take the number and go around. It was a big tumult. So it's a nice thing to show we're using the base of Migdish like it's being used. So if you have a tumult going on there, that's like a kiddush. You make, it's nice. So Hashem wants the tumult should be four different times a day. Is rather than just having one tumult in the morning, it's good to have the tumult throughout the day. Rashi says, Lahargish, Lihashmiya Kel Hamoin, Am Rav. That everybody should hear, there are a lot of people in the Beis Hamikdash. Come upon them a lot of times a day. Shukovet lamelech, that's covered for Hashem. The fact that there are a lot of people there and there's a tumult going on. But it doesn't mean a rough tumult like we have here. It means a tumult there, they're choosing how to get the kohen to do the avodah. So it's a mitzvah zah, and there's a lot of people involved. So it's a tumult, that's a nice thing to do. Like the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Shenemar, Asher yachtov namtik soid, Beveis elokim nahalech berogish. There's in you to go there, but rogue, there's a lot of noise. It's nice to make a lot of noise in the base of Megdish. Base of Megdish. Rashi, Shukovet lamelo, Shinem of a base of Alakim, Nahalach Barogish. Like there's a tumble there, a lot of people come in there, that's nice cover to Hashem. So that's why they made this piyas four different times of the day, rather than doing them all at one shot. So tomorrow, Mamma Faisin. So Rashi, the Kushag is now, Maho you Leifshin, Oysom Hanesofin the piyas, Big de Chulah, Big de Kurdish. Let's say it came in the morning before the Truma Tradition. So the Kana was that before we choose which Kayin, all the Kanam got together, they went around in a circle, and then the Kayin, the Skan told one, take off your hat, and he picked a big number, 100, and then he started to count them all around, he got to that person. Now the question is, the Shasta Pius, what type of begodim was the Kanam wearing? Were they wearing the big de Chol, a regular suit, or were they wearing the big de Kurdish, the big de Kuna? That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Mar of Mamma Faisin, what's the Machlokes? We have Nachman on the Big Day Choyl. The Shasta Piyas, they used to wear the regular suits, not the Big Day Kuna. We have Sheshisom of the Big Day Kodesh. Even the Shasta Piyas, when they were choosing who should get the Avodah, they used to wear the Big Day Kuna. What's the Svara? We have Nachman on the Big Day Choyl, they wear their suits now. And the Yamr of the Big Day Kodesh, because if you can tell me right now when they all get in line, make the big circle, they're already wearing the Big Day Kuna. Ika Bali's Royas, we have to be afraid for the big bullies. They're Chamsi Viavdi. They'll get disgusted now, and they figured, I'm not going to wait to make the piece here. I'll go right now, push my way through, and start to do the Avodah. So to make sure the big bullies don't go and push their way through to do the Avodah, we want right now the piece should be done when they're wearing the Big Dechurl. So therefore, they can't run not to do it, they're not wearing the Big Dechuna. And later when we pick out which one, then we're not afraid already, they'll run to do it. Once we pick out the person, that person does it. Just if they would be wearing the Big Day Kuna, then we have to be afraid maybe that close Kanim will run to do the Avodah. Weiter, Rav Sheshi Sama Big Day Kodesh. Rav Sheshi says no. Even right now when they make the circle to choose which Kohen to do the Avodah, we let them right now wear the Big Day Kodesh. Why? The Yam with the Big Day Chol, if you can tell me no. We only let them wear the regular suits now, the Shasta make the Pius. Agav Chalivusei, we are afraid. That after they choose this kohen, will tell you, you have the right not to do the Truma Tadeshin. He'll feel so honored about it, it's such a chashivas to him, chavivis, that Mikri V'Avdi, we have to be afraid he'll run right now and start to do the Avodah. He'll forget that he's not wearing the Big Day Kuna. He just got chosen, I'm the one to do the Avodah today. So he'll feel, a geshmak, I could do it. He'll go to do it right now without changing his Big Day Kodesh. So that's why Rosh Hashanah says, V'shas appears, we make them all wear the Big Day Kuna. So that as soon as the one that's chosen, he goes to the Avodah right away.
The other ones will have to take it off.
Okay. Right. Omer Rav Nachman. Nachman says, Minoa Minelo. How do I know my Yisoid? But Rav Nachman says, the Shas, the Piyas, they're all wearing big dechoil. The Tanam would not like this. Mishnah and Tomit. Masru on the Chazonim. Mashma, after they made the Piyas, they used to give over the Kahanim to a Chazon, to a Shamish. Voya Mashita Noison. They would take off their clothing. Voya Mashita Noison es big dehem. They would take off their clothing. Lohoya Manich and Aleim Elamech Nesayim Belvad. They would only leave on them their underpants. That's all. So Rashi says the Chazonim Shamoshim. So now that's what the Mishnah Tomit says. That after the Piyas, they would take the Kahanim, and they would take off all the clothing, mashma the big dechoil, their suits, and only leave on them just the michnasayim, that's all about that. So Mar Nachman learns, my love, aren't we talking about the oisom?